everybody, let's all get seated down and get ready for our next act. Now, how many of you folks were here last night for the Earls of Leicester? Yeah, was that some great bluegrass? Well, they're not here tonight. But Jerry and Daniel are, and, they won't mind me telling the story. It's a little embarrassing, but what happened is they overslept this morning, and the rest of the band decided to teach them a lesson. They split and left them with a hotel bill. So they're hoping today's gig and can pay that off. If not, you can catch Jerry and Daniel tomorrow around the corner at the Bart Plaza, playing from 8 in the morning until whenever they get enough money to pay that hotel bill. As many as they can hit. The Earls of Leicester were great, and I mean, it just reminds you of just the power of bluegrass. Okay, and Jerry Douglas is just brought so much of his game to this. It's really, really a treat to have this special performance of his. Works out well. You know, he can, you know, use this opportunity to expand his palette, you know, do some tone poems and sound sculptures and whatnot. The thing he's going to do is show you some amazing things on dobro that demonstrate his knowledge and passion for the instruments. So let's welcome a very, very special artist here to the Berklee Bluegrass Festival. Give it up for Jerry Douglas.
Hi, I'm David. You're a good looking bunch. I'm sorry. I'm afraid I didn't have anything to do with it, did I? Thank you. Good friend, Mr. Daniel Kimbrough, to come out here and play the bass with me. We're going to play you this song that I wrote in Turkey. I used to take these jobs where we would play embassies overseas, and it was a nice, cushy job back when people liked us. And remember that? So we would go and we played these embassies, and a lot of people would come to the shows, you know, invited guests, and sometimes they would just open them up to the public. It was great when they did that. It was really good because people were just starving for anything, you know, different and interesting to them. So I suppose we're all of those things, and they would come to see us. And this one time I decided to take instead of flying or taking a train, I decided to take the bus with the rest of the customers, and take the bus from Ankara, Turkey, to Izmir, coastal city, and was on my way down there, and I thought, you know, I'm tired of flying, you know, this is so American, so I'm gonna rough it. with the folks. And so it, you know, it was like that far on the map. It wasn't a bad thing to be. So I decided, you know, so I got on this bus with these people, and there were a bunch of people, and they had some goats too. And a bunch of cooking utensils up on top of the bus. And in 3 days later, we got to Izmir. Nice ride. Some of the goats didn't make it. We ate really well on that tour there, on that little trip. And but I got over there and I decided, man, it was just, man, it was the smell of humanity was about to get me. So I think I'll go back to being an American in that flight. But so this tune is called From Ankara to Izmir, and that's about all I can tell you about that right now. So we'll see you in about 3 minutes. Nice talking to you. Thanks for coming. Daniel Kimbrough on the bass right there.
Hey, man.
Well, Daniel's been out with me with all kinds of bands now. We've got a band that has two horns in it. We didn't bring them. Too expensive hobby. Horns and drums and bass and electric guitar and fiddle. So it's sort of music minus five or six, isn't it? Here's a song off the new record, the Jerry Douglas Band record. It's called What If. This is a song off that record. It's a Tom Waits song. You all know him. Mm. Probably personally. I met him one time when I was playing with the Country Gentlemen when I was about 16. And he was, I don't know how old the guy is. No one knows. It's like a little red bump or something. But he was opening up for us in D.C. at the Cellar Door. And it was a wonderful, you know, really great place to play. And we were honored to play there and everything. But I was thinking, I don't think these guys know who he is. You know, I'm 16. I don't know who Tom Waits is. But they didn't. And so we're standing outside, and he's smoking, and I'm learning how. But he's smoking. So I did that too. And he said, I use motor oil on my windshield. I said, why? It makes the rain run off. Those were our only words. But I knew from then on that I wanted to be like him. And I'm still working on it. But Daniel will tell you I'm getting damn close. So we'll play this tune for you. This is one that I found on a big box set of his when I was completely bored out of my mind at the Boise State Penitentiary. I was playing music there with the Allison Krauss. And we were playing, and it was the old prison we were playing, and we went through prison and everything, and I said, this is too weird for me. I got to go to the bus and lock myself in the back of the bus, start listening to Tom Waits just to feel better. So this is one of the songs I grasped onto on that record. This is called My Baby's Leaving on the 219. All right? You got it. That's all there is to know about that. One. Everything I had in the 29 foot, the bond was buried beneath my own mud. Now I got nothing but the whistle and the steam. My baby's leaving on the 219. Well, there's a fella that's preaching about hell and damnation. That's another world's a grand infestation. I treated her bad, I treated her mean. My baby's leaving on the 219. Cause if hey, whiskey, she didn't have my gin, she had a hat full of feathers and a wicked said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving on the 2-9. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cameron, everybody. He's amazing, isn't he? Bound for Nashville tomorrow. My daughter's getting married the next day, so I gotta go home. And it's not even to me, it's not like, oh, all right, another one out, because I don't want them to leave. They all have good jobs. It's not like I gotta go beg them for rent or anything or like that. I mean, fill up the fridge this week, would you? But, they're all great kids, and my daughter Olivia is. What was the name of the Russian band? Can't remember. The first Russian band that came over, Kukuruza. I did a video with them years and years ago, 25 years ago, and Olivia was sitting on a chair right beside me while I did the overdub, and they filmed it all. So. If you go back and see that, you'll see Olivia at 3. Now she's not 3. Now she's a young woman. She's getting married. I told her to try to keep her out of the business, you know. She went to Belmont and went through a musical. I've got a musical business degree, and she went right out on the road. And she was Leanne Womack's road manager for like 3 years. So, and I said, okay, you've done your job. You can be a manager now if you want. She said, no, I don't care anymore. I said, okay. I guess I'll just keep going back out doing the same thing I always do. But at this point, I don't know how to do anything else. Don't ask me to pump gas or anything. That's more or less my own choosing, that part right there. And this building is beautiful. I just can't get over this place. This is a wonderful place to play. Don't come back here and play. Do a whole great big old show with a whole bunch of people. Not unlike today. But I'll do this last song, and thank you very much. And I want to thank everybody that's volunteers for this, and everybody responsible for bringing the old place inside. That's pretty cool. And it's a wonderful building. Thank you. It's been a wonderful play for you. Thank you.
see you again.
Great news, he's going to a wedding. Yeah, I think it's going to be really emotional for him. All right, we're going to be back with Lori Lewis in just a couple minutes. Get all this stuff off stage, get everything together. And again, just a quick reminder that there are info tables outside for the Northern California Bluegrass Society, the California Bluegrass Association, and Bluegrass Pride. Also want to give out a shout to Dan at the board tonight, doing great song tonight. We have all the great folks here at the Fay. I love being an MC here at the Fay because I'm working with professionals, and it's really, really great. And musicians appreciate it. This is a great place to play music, to hear music, and hey, to learn music. Workshops and everything here. So Berkeley Bluegrass Festival continues with our final act in just a few moments.